This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And praise be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah. And I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who listen and hear and act upon what they listen and hear. And we ask Allah azza wa jal to follow the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be from amongst those who act like the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, behave like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, live for what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived for, and die for what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had died for, and to be resurrected with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to enter the Jannah with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophets and the messengers that we've been talking about for the last few Thursdays. Last week we spoke about Prophet Shmuel, and some people came up to me and said, Shmuel sounds very Jewish. Okay, yes, the Jews are from Bani Israel. Even though the difference that we have between us and the current Jews, that they follow Judaism. And they believe their prophets and messengers, who are our prophets and messengers, Musa, Harun, Dawood, Sulaiman, Shmuel, Shamon, and the rest of the other prophets, they believe that we're Jews. We don't believe that. We believe that we're Muslims. And we believe Bani Israel were Muslims on Islam. But unfortunately, later on, they distorted it into Judaism. And it comes from, why are they called Yahud? Because one of the brothers of Yusuf, alayhi salam, his name was Yehuda. Yehuda. Well, he's not a prophet and messenger, so I'll take alayhi salam back. But Yusuf alayhi salam, his father, the father of Yehuda and the father of Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, his grandfather also, Ishaq alayhi salam, and their great grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Yehuda or Yehuda. Okay, these are the names. Now obviously that's what's been mentioned. Did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam make mention of those names? No. Where do we get that from? As I mentioned before, we get it from the scriptures. We get it from the scriptures. So Dawood alayhi salam is from the descent of Yehuda. Yehuda is one of the brothers of Yusuf, one of the children of Yaqub. And we mentioned that Bani Israel were divided into 12 tribes, going back to 12 brothers of Israel, Prophet Yaqub. We mentioned that Bani Israel were in chaos, they were in disorder during the time of Prophet Shmuel. So they came to Prophet Shmuel and asked him, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunites us under one king, we'll fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get in jihad. And we spoke about this story, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen Talut. Talut wasn't a prophet. The prophet during that time and era was Shmuel. And some narrations say Shamun. And Shmuel is his son Ismail. Another name for Ismail. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Talut to be the king. And then Talut had taken his nation, his people, to fight against Goliath, Jalut. And we mentioned the story, and this is where we ended at to start off, or to start and commence from here tonight. When Talut and his army stood in front of Jalut, and Talut had only 313. What 330? Nothing. Compared to a great powerful army, which is the army of Jalut, Goliath. So when Talut stood in front of Goliath, Goliath came out, and he's a powerful, strong, gigantic man, and they were known as the Gigantics. He said, who's willing to fight me? So Talut told his people, 313, who's willing to fight Talut? No one did. Who's willing to fight Jalut? No one did to come out. So again he said, who's willing to fight Jalut? No one did to come out. Only at 313, they were very small in their number. So at the end, Talut told his army and his people, who's willing to fight Goliath, Jalut? And if he wins, I'll marry up my daughter to him and I'll make him my crown prince. Which means if I die, he'll become my successor. So the youngest one amongst them, and some narrations even say the shortest one amongst them, came out. His name is Dawood. That young, righteous man by the name of Dawood. He wasn't a prophet. He wasn't a messenger at that time. So he came out. When he came out and Jalut, Goliath, saw the young age of Dawood and his size, Goliath, Jalut told Dawood, "Who are you?" Like, "I'm Goliath." It's like you've got a heavyweight and he's in a match or he's in a boxing ring against someone who's a lightweight. He's going to look at him and say, "Who are you? I'll take you down with one punch. It's not befitting for me to even fight you." It's like a big boy fighting a small boy. It's not befitting. Goliath despised Dawood alayhi salam and told him, "Like, who are you to come and fight me? I'm not interested in killing you." So Dawood replied back to him, this young boy said to this big man, "Well, I'm interested in killing you. You don't want to kill me, I want to kill you." So Goliath just ignored him. Like, "Do you expect me to get down to your level? I'm Goliath. I'm the fearful Goliath, Jalut. One of the most powerful people treading the earth back then." So Dawood alayhi salam, not only he was young, not only that he was small in his size, even the weaponry that he had, he didn't even have a sword or even a dagger. He had a slingshot. The poor fella only had a slingshot. What's he going to do? Look, you know, without everything, you are small in your size and you are young in your age. On the top of all this, you don't even have a weapon at least to use. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened and empowered Dawood alayhi salam, in which Dawood alayhi salam shot his slingshot with three rocks that came right in the forehead of Goliath and knocked him dead. Allahu Akbar. How did this happen? By Allah. It's not about your weaponry. It's not about your number. It's not about the weapons that you have or you carry or the size of the people that's in your army. It's about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that made this young man and short man and maybe doesn't even have much experience when it comes to fighting and war or combat, and at the same time, look at the weapon that he's carrying. A slingshot. What are you going to do with a slingshot? You'll be lucky to even hit a bird, let alone for you to go and hit a man. And even as powerful as you can, like, you know, if someone hits you with a slingshot, yeah, it's painful, but it makes you not dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened Dawood alayhi salam. With one shot, three rocks to the forehead of Goliath, he collapsed and died. This from Allah. Now you could imagine a small army fighting a big army, but the very moment from the very beginning of the commencement of the combat and the fighting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had really given victory to Talut and his people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Talut and his army defeat the army of Jalut. But then look at it that way, you're talking about 313 people against what? Thousands. 313 people are not as experienced as those thousands. 313 people, they don't have much weaponry and swords as much as those thousands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. In how many cases Allah will make a small army defeat a large army? By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Talut and his army defeated the army of Jalut. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَلُوتُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to mention, and Allah granted him the kingdom. Allah gave Dawood the kingdom after Talut. So when Talut passed away, and Talut was the king of Bani Israel, and obviously that gave a very big reputation to Talut. His own people didn't even follow him. Remember what I mentioned last week? That out of a million people, 8,000 followed him, and then when they went past the river, only 330 stood by him. But when Talut defeated Jalut, obviously Bani Israel are now reunited under Talut. They came back under Talut. So now Bani Israel, after they were scattered and divided, and they were in disorder and disorganization, they've been reunited under Talut. For the first time in many centuries, as some scholars say, but in a long time, where Bani Israel has been so divided, now they are united under one king and a prophet. When Talut passed away, obviously he fulfilled his promise, and his promise was to marry off his daughter to Dawood alayhi salam, because he's the one that fulfilled the order or fulfilled the request of Talut. He's willing to come out and fight against Goliath, and I'll marry my daughter after him, and I'll give him or I'll make him my crown prince, and I'll make sure that he'll be my successor after my death. So Dawood alayhi salam, obviously Talut was very impressed and happy by Dawud alayhi salam. He embraced him, he married his daughter to him, and then he made him his crown prince. I know there's some narrations that say later on when Dawud just became very popular and Dawud became very jealous and he tried to, you know, take him out and this and that. These are just talk, Allah knows if it's true or not, but I find it to be far-fetched. So Dawud is the king. And Bani Israel is once again honored. And they gain their integrity and dignity once again. When we say Bani Israel, don't think of Jews, think of Bani Israel as well. Muslims. Your brothers and sisters in Islam, but from a different race, as you have here, many different races here. So Bani Israel once again had gained their honor, their integrity and dignity. Now they are the honored people on the face of this earth, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them. And Dawud is their king, and Prophet Shamuel is their prophet and messenger. And now you've got Dawud, who's the crown prince, and the son-in-law of the king. Now Talut passes away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only makes Dawud alayhi salam to be the king of Bani Israel, but Allah reveals to Dawud to make him a prophet. After a very long time, the kingdom, the leadership of Bani Israel and the prophecy is in one once again. It hasn't been in one in a long time. Prophets are one thing, leaders are another thing. Now the prophet and the leader is one, Dawud alayhi salam. So it's Dawud, the son of Aisham, the son of Yehuda, from the progeny or the descent of Yaqub alayhi salam, who is Israel alayhi salam. Dawud alayhi salam was described to be short, blue-eyed, little hair, very good-hearted, very righteous, pious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even speaks about Dawud alayhi salam and his piety. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentions the revelation of Dawud alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about different miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made emerge on the hands of Dawud alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Zabur, palms, they call in English palms. How many sacred books did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent 124,000 prophets and messengers, and he revealed 104 sacred books. Someone might say, Shaykh, aren't they four? Four mentioned in the Quran. But there's 104. Four mentioned in the Quran. Like Allah sent 124,000 prophets and messengers, Allah only made mention of 25 prophets in the Quran. So it doesn't mean only 25 prophets and messengers. No, there's another 124,000. So Allah revealed 104 sacred books. Four are mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. What are they? Torah, Injil, Quran, and the Zabur. The Zabur is palms. It is that sacred book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to Dawud alayhi salam. Now obviously in English, what do they call it? David. You know what? I'd rather stick to Dawud. Dawud alayhi salam. Dawud alayhi salam is from Bani Israel, as we mentioned. And after a long time, he's the only person that managed to combine between the prophecy and the kingship. Combined between the prophecy and the leadership of Bani Israel. And he was a respected prophet and leader. Bani Israel is once again reunited under Dawud alayhi salam as a prophet and as a leader. And he was very respected and honored. Where before that, Bani Israel, they used to look down at their prophets and messengers. To the extent they used to kill them for the sake of Allah. If they didn't like him, they can't kill him. But the king, they get scared from him. No. King. But the prophet messenger, he cares about the guy killing him. To that extent. And with him, many more later on, they will start talking about Bani Israel and them killing the prophet and messengers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran al-Karim, وَقَتْلِهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Allah cursed them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them because their ongoing killing of their prophets and messengers. But Dawud alayhi salam was respected. He was the king and he was the prophet. Before that, Talut was the king, Shamuel was the prophet. Before that, they had their king and many other prophets and messengers. And long before that, it was who? Yusha, that was the king and the prophet. And who's Yusha? The student of Musa. He wasn't a king, Musa alayhi salam, but he was the leader. He was the leader and prophet. So after a long time, once again, the leader, the king of Bani Israel and the prophet of Bani Israel is in one person, and that's Dawud alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Dawood in the Quran Kareem about his righteousness, in which Allah had revealed to him what? Zabur. Is there anything from the Zabur these days? I've looked into it a long time ago. Apparently there's bits and pieces here and there. Not like, for example, the Old Testament and the Bible, the Torah and Injil. It's there, but it's distorted. The Psalms, I'm not sure. I've read about it. It's bits and pieces here and there. Allahu A'lam. But regardless, it's been distorted. The only sacred book that hasn't been distorted is the Quran al-Kareem. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had committed to protecting the Quran al-Kareem. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Whether you memorize or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised that He'll protect the Quran al-Kareem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the Quran al-Kareem and He praises Dawood alayhi salam. And one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Dawood with many blessings, he had a beautiful voice to the extent that some scholars say the most beautiful voice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created was the voice of Dawood alayhi salam when it comes to reciting the Zabur. You know how we recite the Quran al-Kareem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And you've got, mashallah, beautiful voices out there. Dawood alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a beautiful voice in reciting the Zabur. To the extent that when Dawood alayhi salam used to recite, his voice is so beautiful that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention of that in one of the ahadith where the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam when passed, one of the companions' name is Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, and he was reciting the Quran al-Kareem and he had a very nice voice. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you have a nice voice, Allah had given you a flute, a pipe, a flute from the flute of Dawood. So Dawood alayhi salam, by the testimony of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he had a very nice voice. That when he used to recite the Zabur, the mountains and the birds used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after him. Ya jibalu awibi ma'ahu wa ta'ir. وَسَخَرْنَا مَعْ دَوُودَ الْجِبَالِ يُسَبِّحْنَا وَالطَّيْرِ وَكُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. We made the mountains and the birds to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to listen to the beautiful voice of Dawood while reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Zabur. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, all the mountains and all birds, remember me after what Dawood used to recite the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful thing! Okay, someone's thinking, okay, like, you know, I understand when a human being reads and you pay attention. How does the mountain pay attention? How does the bird pay attention? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make whatever He wants happen. The one that makes animals speak, and will speak about the son of Dawood, Sulaiman. How Sulaiman alayhi salam used to speak to the animals, and the animals used to speak back to Sulaiman. Allah will make the mountains listen and remember him, and Allah will make the birds listen and remember him too. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we had made the mountains and the birds to remember us during the recitation of Dawood to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Zabur. Inna sakhanna jibala ma'a yusabbihna bil ashiyyi wal ishraq. We made the mountains and the birds. Or in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made the mountains remember us during His remembering of us. What's His remembering of us? When Dawood alayhi salam is reciting the Zabur, when Dawood is remembering us by reciting the Zabur, we made the mountains remember us during the day and night. Bil ashiyyi wal ishraq. Wa tayra mahsuratun lah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we had gathered the birds for Dawood. Kullun lahu awwab. They were all under His command. Allah had given him that gift as He had given other prophets different gifts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam this gift. They used to communicate with animals, but it was stronger with Sulaiman alayhi salam, but Dawood used to communicate too. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. Another miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Dawood alayhi salam is the miracle of modifying metal, fabricating the metal. Right now, if you've got metal, for example, you want to fabricate, you have to have a machine. You put it through the machine, put it through the process. Whatever it is, I don't want to say to myself that I know what I'm talking about because I've got no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to that. That's not my specialty. But how do you fabricate metal? There's a process. With Dawood with his hands. Change. However he wants. Turn them into sticks, turn them into rings, turn them into blocks. Allah gave him that miracle. Not because he was strong, not Allah because he used to bend. No, no, no. He used to bring the metal together and the metal in his hands. Like what machine does? He used to turn it. Where did I get that from? وَأَلَمْنَا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, and we've made the metal easy in his hands. أَنَعْمِلْ سَابِغَاتٍ وَقَدِّرْ فِي الصَّرِ To the extent that during his time, alayhi salam, during his time, when soldiers used to fight in a battlefield, they used to protect themselves with an armor. The armor used to be one block of metal. So if they get stabbed, it protects them. But when you could imagine, like back then, with the primitive equipment and instruments they had back then, one block of armor, what does that mean? 30, 40 kilos, you're wearing it. So if you weigh about 80 kilos, you're wearing another 20, 30 kilos, you're going to fall. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Dawood alayhi salam to invent something. This invention is mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. It shows you the contribution of the prophets and messengers to civilization and industries, into the metal and the military industry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَعْمِلْ سَابِغَاتٍ وَقَدِّرْ فِي السَّرِ Rather than wearing blocks of metal, turn them into little rings and put them together. And it becomes an armor. That's why when you look into, like, you know, some of the pharaohs in history, yeah, Muslims are non-Muslims, especially the crusaders, you look at them, they're always wearing those armors which are like little rings stuck together. Okay? It's a protection, but it's not on the body. Before, there used to be one big block. It's like, you know, the poor fella is probably 80 kilos and he's wearing 30 kilos of metal on him. He's about to collapse. You could imagine, it's not easy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Dawood alayhi salam, after Allah had blessed him with that miracle, they used to fabricate the metal with his hands. And it's not because of strength, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that miracle. It's like, you know, with the metal, you have to heat it up until it becomes melted and then you put it together. Dawood alayhi salam will grab it, he'll turn it whatever you want, like this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him regarding the armor, rather than having one block, turn it into little rings and stick those rings together, becomes easy and flexible and light. Allah mentions that in the Quran al-Kareem. وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, and Dawood, we've given you this miracle, the miracle of you speaking to the birds, the miracle of the mountains and the birds, remembering us and invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after your remembrance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the miracle of you blending and you fabricating the metal. On the top of all this, اعمل صالح اعملوا صالحا do righteous. Allah is the one that made you this. Dawood, you didn't get it out of nowhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that made you to do so. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ صَلْعَةَ لَبُوسٍ لَكُمْ لِيُحْسِنَكُمْ مِنْ بَأْسِكُمْ Allah repeats again in the Quran al-Kareem in a different verse how Allah taught Dawood alayhi salam how to establish, how to fabricate armors and different types of garments to protect you during the times of war. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ شَاكِرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, thank Allah azza wa jalla for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that sent you Dawood, and Allah is the one that taught Dawood, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that empowered Dawood with the strength of fabricating metal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says about Dawood, وَشَدَدْنَا مُلْكَ We strengthened Dawood alayhi salam, and we strengthened his kingdom. To be a king is one thing, but having control over your kingdom is something else. How many kings out there that even have control over their own kingdom or their own palace? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not only we made him a prophet and a king, but we gave him full dominance and control over his kingdom. He was powerful and respected, and had full control of his house, of his kingdom, alayhi salam. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحِكْمَةِ Allah also praises Dawood alayhi salam that we had granted him hikmah, wisdom. And wisdom here is what? Also knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also blessed Dawood alayhi salam with wisdom and knowledge. And he was a prophet, a general, a king, a leader, and a judge. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praises Dawood alayhi salam in many different ahadith. And he speaks about his fasting. The best of fasting is the fasting of who? Dawood alayhi salam used to fast one day and not fast the other day. So 50% of his life was fasting. And he used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to sleep half of the night, get up and pray to Allah a third, and then he goes to sleep the last six. That's Dawud alayhi salam. And Dawud alayhi salam was praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be wise. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a story in the Quran al-Kareem, وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ إِذْ تَصَوَّرُ الْمِحْرَابِ. Dawud alayhi salam had a certain routine. He used to wake up in the morning, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he used to sit down for his people and make judgments. He used to be the judge. And then after midday, he used to have some time for himself and family and worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he had a big gate around his palace. And when we talk about palaces, let's talk about the palaces of Sulaiman alayhi salam. That's a different world. Palaces that don't even exist this day and age. So he used to have a specific time for worship, a specific time for his family, a specific time also for judgment. It's like the judge. People come to him and listen to him. Once, there were two brothers that managed to climb the gate of his palace and come into his garden without any notice. During a time we had already closed the doors of the court. وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ إِذْ تَصَوَّرُ الْمِحْرَابَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Kareem, have you heard of the two brothers who disagreed and had a dispute amongst them when they managed to climb the wall of his gate? إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَى دَوُودَ. When they came to Dawood alayhi salam, during a time that Dawood does not receive any complaints or any disputes. فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ. He got scared himself. Not scared, but petrified. Like, what are you doing this time? How did you even come into my palace? It's not the time for judgment. How did you go in? Everything is locked. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. They said, don't be afraid. خَصْنَانِ بَغَى بَعْضُنَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ. We are brothers and there's a dispute amongst us. فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ. Make a judgment according to the truth. وَلَا تُشْطِقْ وَهْدِنَا إِلَى سَوَاءِ الصِّرَاطِ. Okay, don't go off track. Just be just, be fair, and guide us to the right track. So one of them said, إِنَّ هَذَا أَخِي لَهُ تِسْعٌ وَتِسْعُونَ نَعْجَةً وَلِي نَعْجَةٌ وَاحِدَةً فقال اكفنيها وعزني في الخطاب قال لقد ظلمك بسؤال نعجتك الى نعاجه وان كثيرا من الخلطاء ليبغي بعضهم الى بعض الا الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات قليلا. So the first one spoke and he said, this is my brother. Akhi means brother. Some narrations say friends. This is my brother. He has 99 sheep. Okay, it's a type of sheep. Na'ja. This is my brother, has 99 sheep, and I have one. So he came up to me and told me, you know what, you only have one, I have 99. Add yours into mine, rather than you going and putting all the time and effort into one. Add it into mine, and I'll put the time and effort into all of them, make them 100. Later on, I came to ask for my sheep. He said, there's nothing there for you. I think you've heard this story a lot of times, but this day and age, Allah put your money with me, wassalamu alaikum. There's nothing there for you. So Dawood alayhi salam, before listening to the other side, before listening to the other party, and the right thing is, okay, you spoke, can I please hear your side of the story? He made the judgment. That's not right. He's a prophet, a messenger, but it doesn't mean he doesn't make mistakes. Even the Prophet Muhammad doesn't make mistakes, but they never commit sins. What's a mistake? An innocent mistake. Unaware. So he listened to one side, he didn't listen to the other side, and he made the judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanded Dawood alayhi salam. How could you even make this judgment? وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ. Allah told him, how could you even make a judgment? How Allah told him through Jibreel inspiration, Allahu A'lam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulled him up. How do you make a judgment just by listening to one side of the story? That's not right. Listen to the other side. Now the full story, I don't have. There's different narrations, some scholars say this, that, this, that. But the whole idea is Allah reprimanded, admonished Dawood alayhi salam for making a judgment just by listening to one side of the story. So Dawood alayhi salam, staghfara rabbahu. He saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Wa kharra raka'an wa na'am. And prostrated to Allah, repented to Allah. Doesn't work that way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, faghafarna lahu dhalik. We forgave him. وَإِنَّ لَهُ عِنْدَنَا لَزُلْفَ وَعُزْنَهَا. He has a high rank. He's honored. And we are preparing something great for him. That's Dawood alayhi salam. He knew he made a mistake. Even Prophet and Messengers make mistakes, but they never disobey Allah. They never commit a sin. Prophet and Messengers make mistakes. But no sins. What a mistake. Instantly he thought, maybe, you know what? Maybe Dawood alayhi salam got angry when he heard that, you know what? Like, you know, how dare you? Like, you've got 99. And this guy has only one. You even want to take his on the top of that? He's got 99. You want to take his? And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant. لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بِسُؤَالِي نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَى نِعَاجِ. The response of Dawood to the other party is like, you're an oppressor to ask him for his sheep and you already have 99. Like, how dare you? You already have 99. He's got one. It's like, you know, let him enjoy his one. You want to take his one on the top of your 99? So Dawood alayhi salam became angry and he made a judgment just by listening to one party. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulled him up and reprimanded him. No, no, no. It doesn't work that way. He listened to the two sides of the story. These two sides of the story. And that's something for all of us. And unfortunately, a lot of the times people just listen to one side of the story. That's it. Alhamdulillah. Commitment. What about the other side of the story? Have you spoken to him? Have you heard from him? Have you reached out to him? No, no, no. Khalas, he told me. It doesn't work that way. وَفَصْلَ الْخِطَابِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about Dawood alayhi salam. He was very eloquent in his speech. Very eloquent. Very well spoken. Alayhi salam. Most prophets and messengers are very well spoken. Most. And the reason I say most, Musa alayhi salam had a stutter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him that way. If one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses is different. But obviously the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most eloquent one out of all. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. Fahkum bayna an-nas bil haqq. Allah says, O Dawood, we made you a khalifa, a successor. Someone with authority on our behalf on the face of this earth. Fahkum. Make judgment amongst people bil haqq through justice and truth. Wala tattabi' al-hawa. Don't follow your desires. Fayudullaka an sabilillah. You'll be misguided away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَضِلُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. And those who are misguided, Allah will punish them with severe punishment in the hereafter. So Dawood alayhi salam was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a number of miracles. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also praises Dawood alayhi salam for his righteousness and piety. اِعْمَلُوا آلُ دَوُودَ شُكْرًا. We've given you so much, all the children and the progeny of Dawood. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. Very rare those who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that he was known for his piety and righteousness, he was known for his piety and righteousness at the same time for his bravery. During the heat of the moment, in the middle of the expedition and the battle, he used to be at the forefront and never ever retreats. Like our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did the Sahaba say about the Prophet alayhi wa sallam? During the heat of the battle, we used to go and shield ourselves behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shield! Stand behind the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Dawood alayhi salam was brave. He was strong. He was respected. And he passed away in Jerusalem. And buried by his son, Sulaiman alayhi salam, in Jerusalem. He passed away 100 years old. He passed away 100 years of age. But initially was 60. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made appeal of the entire progeny of Adam to the day of judgment, including you and me. When Adam alayhi salam looked at his progeny, looked at his offsprings, he saw one with a great bright light on his forehead. So I asked Allah, Ya Allah, who's this? He said, he's one of your children, Dawood, a prophet, a messenger. Adam was happy to see that. So he asked Allah, Ya Allah, how long does he live for? He said, 60. He said, only 60? Yes, 60. He said, Ya Allah, give him 40 years from mine. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him 40 years from Adam to Dawood. So initially it was what? 60. But he passed away 100. And remember the story about Adam? When the angels came to take his soul, he said, isn't it too early? They told him, did you forget? You gave 40 years to your grandson, Dawood alayhi salam. Go back to that story. And Dawood alayhi salam in the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a very jealous man over his wives. And he was married to a number of wives. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had maximum one given time 9 wives. but he got married 12 times. We as men, Muslims, maximum we're allowed to have 4, Islamically. Previous nations that didn't have those restrictions. Some narrations say Sulaiman had 100 wives. So Dawud alayhi salam had a number of wives. And he was a very jealous man over his wives. To the extent that during the day he locks his palace and no one's allowed to enter and let his wives be free in the garden or the courtyard of his palace. One day, while the wives of Dawud alayhi salam are enjoying their time in the courtyard and the garden of his palace, and all the gates are locked and Dawud alayhi salam is in his palace, a strange man just pops out of nowhere. In the middle of that courtyard, the wives of Dawud alayhi salam saw this strange man. They were petrified, like, you know Dawud, who never accepts from them like this? Dawud, Dawud! Dawud alayhi salam comes down. Dawud looks at him with anger. You know, no one is allowed to be here. How did you come in here? He said, I'm the one that no barriers and no gate can stop. So Dawud said, you are the angel of death.
Yeah.
You are the angel of death. Allah sent you to me. And so Dawud alayhi salam replied back to him and he said, then I welcome Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order. I welcome Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order. I'm free to go. So he took his son. Who washed him? His son Sulaiman. He had a number of children. Sulaiman was one of his children and he wasn't the oldest. Sulaiman alayhi salam became a prophet and he became the successor of Dawud. But that's a different story we'll talk about inshallah next week. When Sulaiman alayhi salam was washing and shrouding his father, it was early in the morning. After he finished, it was midday, where the sun had already come up and it was very hot. And people are waiting. And this is the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there was a huge procession gathering to pray on their Prophet and their King Dawud alayhi salam. That brought glory and respect to Bani Israel once again. So you could imagine the volumes of people, the multitude of people, the millions of people waiting there. But it was so hot. People were about to suffocate. Because I've been waiting for Dawud to be washed and shrouded, and then for them to follow the procession, for them to pray on him. So Sulaiman alayhi salam commanded the birds to shade them. So the birds gathered above the crowd and shaded them. So what happened? They started to suffocate. Because it's like a closed shade, no oxygen. So Sulaiman alayhi salam ordered the birds to have one wing for the shade and the other one for the ventilation. And who did that? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did that. The Sahabi that narrates this hadith, Abu Huraira, he said the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put one hand out, and one hand, he was waving. Allahu Akbar. Where did this come from? Not from Sulaiman, not from Dawud, not from Muhammad. From Allah, the one that made Sulaiman, not only communicate, but even order the birds to shade and ventilate. Shade and ventilate. Subhanallah. Not only shade, but ventilation too. State of the art ventilation. This is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned. And he was buried in Jerusalem, prayed on and washed by his son Sulaiman alayhi salam, for Sulaiman to take over the kingdom and the prophecy of his father. So Sulaiman again, king and prophet. وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودُ. Sulaiman inherited Dawood. Inherited what? Prophets and messengers did not leave in inheritance behind. Inherited the kingdom and more importantly the prophecy. Sulaiman alayhi salam, a great prophet and messenger, the son of Dawud. And if you heard some of the miracles of Dawud, come and hear the miracles of Sulaiman. So great, so exciting, so beautiful. We'll talk about it inshallah next week. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanaka wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah, 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 Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah, Jannah, Jannah.